Remember those old doctor's house calls? Like, what if we could have that, but for like addiction recovery, right in your pocket? That's kind of what we're looking at today. We're diving into these digital therapeutics for addiction recovery, and it's pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah, it's really shaking things up. We're talking about apps you can actually get prescribed, like medication, like they're FDA approved and everything.
That's wild. So, like, not just a wellness app you download.
Right, exactly. These are serious tools, and they're designed to directly help people with recovery. They're held to the same standards as any medication.
Okay, so we're looking specifically at these two, Reset and Reset-O, both from this company, Pursue Care. One's for substance use disorder, and then the other one's specifically for opioid use disorder. So how do they actually work? Because I feel like we've all seen apps that are like, oh, we'll help you with this, but these seem way more intense.
Yeah, way more. So they've actually taken what we know works, like cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, and built it right into these
Because,
apps.
like, how does that even work? Learning CBT skills through an app.
So think like interactive modules, almost like a game. It helps you learn the techniques and then actually practice them. So it's not just reading about it, it's like actually doing it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's about making it stick.
Because I imagine staying focused on recovery, like, that takes work.
Absolutely, yeah. So to help with that, they have things like quizzes built in to kind of reinforce the learning. And get this, they even have like a reward system where you can earn gift cards.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Gift cards for hitting milestones and stuff.
Yeah. They found that can be a really strong motivator for people.
That is really interesting. So it's kind of like training your brain to, I don't know, associate those healthy choices with something positive.
Exactly. It's called contingency management. Basically, you take a positive step, you get a reward, creates that feedback loop. And then on top of that, both of these apps, they have ways to track triggers and cravings so you can log those moments when you're struggling.
That's got to be huge, right? Just being aware of those patterns, I feel like that could be so helpful.
It's huge. Think about it. You're working with your team, right? And they can actually see, okay, these are this person's triggers. This is when they're struggling. That can totally change how they approach your treatment plan.
Yeah, no more guessing games. It's like a direct line to your care team, but instead of picking up the phone, you're logging this info that can help them help you.
Exactly. But you know, one thing I really noticed going through Pursue Care stuff is they're not just like, here's an app, good luck. They really emphasize that human connection is still so important.
Right, like tech is great, but it's not a therapist.
Right. This isn't about replacing therapy, it's about making it even better.
So let's walk through that. Like, someone's hearing this and they're like, okay, I want to try this Reset or Reset-O. What's that look like for them? What are the first steps?
So first, you talk to a Pursue Care provider. They'll figure out if Reset or Reset-O is actually a good fit for you know, based on your needs.
Makes sense, yeah. Personalized.
Right, exactly. It's got to be the right tool. And if they think it is, they'll help you get set up on the app, you get your own login and everything. And then, you know, you can start using it, going through those modules, tracking your triggers, all that.
You mentioned the login, and that made me think, because I know privacy is a big deal these days. Like, people are very protective of their health info, especially with apps.
For sure. And Pursue Care, they seem really on top of that. They're very clear. No tracking cookies on the apps. They don't sell user data. No remarketing. None of that.
Okay, that's good to hear. Transparency is key, right? Got to
Yeah.
be responsible with this stuff.
Big time. But honestly, even more than the tech stuff, what gets me is this could really change people's lives.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I mean, they have these patient testimonials and they're powerful. These are real people talking about how these apps have helped them.
Yeah, and that's what makes it real, you know?
Yeah.
Like one person said Reset made them feel more in control of their recovery. Another one said they felt less alone, which when you're dealing with addiction, that can be huge.
Yeah, that sense of support of not going through it alone, that's got to be so important. It's like a support system, but in your pocket.
Totally. And it makes you realize this digital therapeutics thing, it can really help people who might not have access to traditional treatment, you know? Maybe they're somewhere remote or it's too expensive or whatever the barrier is.
It's meeting people where they're at, literally. Which, I mean, we all have our phones on us constantly. It's amazing, though, when you think about it. Like, using technology to tackle something like addiction, this has got to be a turning point for healthcare, don't you think?
For sure. I mean, it really feels like we're on the edge of something big. Like, these PDTs are changing the whole game, how we even think about treatment. It's becoming way more personalized, way more data-driven, and that's huge.
And it's encouraging, right, to see a company like Pursue Care, like, they're really thinking about this stuff, the ethics of it all.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, they're very upfront about the data privacy stuff. It's really refreshing, honestly.
It is. It's like innovation, but, like, responsibly, you know?
Exactly, exactly.
So where do we even go from here? Like, if we can use tech to help people with recovery, what else can we do?
Right. It's kind of mind-blowing. What other health challenges can we, like, take on with the right tech, the right approach? It's exciting to think about.
It really is. I feel like this is just the start.
Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive. Thanks for walking us through it.
Yeah, of course. Happy to be here.
And to everyone listening, keep asking questions, keep exploring. There's a lot out there to discover.